This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, which means everybody, by the way, we all sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Verse 2. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. I want to talk about that thought in two ways. Most people think of that verse in general, that Jesus died for the sins of the world, but they rarely think of that verse in particular involving me, you. And if nothing else happens today, I want you to read those verses again and realize they're underlined for you, that God is speaking to every man, every woman, every young person in all three services today, saying Jesus died for you personally. That is both a blessing and a curse for some people. Do you know why that is? It's a blessing when you believe it and realize he died for me, but I'm convinced this is why your friends, this is why people in your family, people you work with, are offended anytime anything's mentioned about the cross of Christ. You know why the world's offended when you talk about the cross? Because I believe that intuitively, instinctively, people know if he died for the sins of the world, that must mean I'm a sinner. That offends me. I'm offended by that remark, and that's why people, in my opinion, are offended by the message of the cross, because intuitively, instinctively, they know I'm a sinner. And we don't like to have that pointed out in life, and yet, at the same time, you say that's bad news, it's good news. It's good news that he died for the sins of the whole world. Dr. Diane Comp was a pediatrician who specialized in the care of children with cancer. Grew up in the church, grew up as a believer, and she tells her story. She's real honest. She said, the longer I was a pediatrician dealing with children with cancer, she said, every time a child died, I pulled farther away from the Lord. Had another death. She just pulled away from the Lord. And she said, I didn't have a conversion to unbelief. She said, I just went through what she called disuse atrophy. She wasn't using her faith. She wasn't utilizing it. And she said, just by degree, I pulled away from the Lord. And here's what she said. She learned from her clinical mentor to keep her feelings about her patients as much under control as possible until she said, I felt myself going numb. Her strict regimen had the side effect of causing her faith, once so vital, to slip farther away from with the passing of each child. In retrospect, she concluded that few people experience a dramatic conversion from faith to disbelief. Rather, faith dies from a lack of use, a failure to be exercised. It ceases to be food for the soul. It slips away and it takes hope with it, leaving only in the case of good people love. And then she says this, and love isn't enough. Remember this song? What the world needs now is love. Sweet love. I used to love to hear that song. Dionne Warwick. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. But love is not enough if it doesn't involve Jesus Christ. Remember that. Love isn't enough for you. It's not enough for me because Jesus Christ is the embodiment of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Well, maybe you've grown up thinking love is enough. Love is enough for everything in life, but that's simply not true as a statement if it doesn't involve Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is love. He is the example of love. He's the embodiment of love. We'll continue with the conclusion of this program tomorrow on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel for Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.